you can only find Christ in the Spirit. You can only find him by revelation. It's almost like when he knelt down in the garden and he sacrificed his life, and fire came up, and out of that sacrifice came revelation. And the only way you're going to find him is through revelation. And so we have to abandon the natural realm. And really the only way to do that is for you to have this heavenly calling become real to you. Remember the lady said that she read the Bible for years and years and marked it up, and pages were torn and bent, and they looked old and cruddy and highlighted and everything. Loved the Bible, loved the Word, which, of course, there's nothing wrong with the Bible. But the thing that was said after that was, I never knew the heavenly life. With all that reading and all of that studying and all the page tearing and such, marking out, but we have to know what heaven is. So you gotta know what heaven is. You know, we've been through generations as that heaven is when you die, and of course all of our society is built around that. When you die, they want to introduce you to heaven. You know, thank God you died, because now you're going to heaven. But here's God saying, no, where I am, there you're going to be also. Right? Where I am, you're going to be also. And see, that your natural mind can never get. That's got to come from the light of revelation. And that comes with a genuine encounter with the Holy Spirit. It really is the meaning of, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. We are up. Up. I'll draw you up. You know. We used it for draw you to get saved. But you get saved, but you're still on the earth. His whole thing in the deep desire and love of his heart is to draw you out of the world, up into himself, into another world. And then you cannot abandon the natural until you can see something higher. You understand? You know, the Bible says, you know, love not the world or the things of the world, because the world's this, that, and the other. But you cannot not love it until you're in another one. You have to be of a heavenly society and been lifted up with him, and your eyes start to see another world and rainy, and it becomes more real to you than the one you put your natural feet on, see? And so everything that he'll allow to come your way is to try to get you to come out of the world, right? We try to, you know, God just deliver me. And he's like, no, my deliverance for you is up. You understand? You got to get a revelation of that. My deliverance for you is up. It's no use of him keep delivering you and you stay on the earth, you know. And just want to keep partaking of flesh and blood. So, it's like the Holy Spirit says, I show you a higher way. Right? I show you a higher way. It's totally meaningless to the natural mind. It's totally superfluous to the human thought life. Until the divine sacrifice of revelation hits you, your Bible will still be a good note-taking book. But it won't take you into the real wells of salvation, where you lose the earth, you lose yourself. And with everything you turn to God and not to man. You know, even your redemption, we can just sort of get a shadow of it, you know, just a little bit of a shadow, and God's trying to take us to heaven. To the throne, where real revelation and truth are in the Spirit, see, In other words, until you get into the Spirit, you won't really know what the blood does. Until you get in the Spirit, you won't really know what the cross did. Until you get in the Spirit, you won't really know the living Jesus himself. And how, with all the sin, you know, you still have that whole sinful nature in you, and you and I, yet it never touches God, because God touches Jesus instead of us. So, see, in that way, you're just as perfect as he is. But, see, if you look at yourself, you know, God forgive me, 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 God forgive me. God, please, God forgive me. I did it again. Well, you're going to keep doing it. See, until you look away from yourself. So this is why I say you have to live a heavenly life, because with a heavenly life comes heavenly thinking. And heavenly thinking is, I've been proclaimed innocent, right? I've got diplomatic immunity, right? No sin, no sickness, no death, because I'm not of that realm anymore. I'm full of God's notion of this, which is not so different than man. See, there's a scripture over there in John 3:31 that we're going to flash and read and share a little bit about it. I like this, right? He has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else. This is John the Baptist speaking, talking about Jesus, because they start questioning him about his ministry and stuff. And there's rabbi, they say, there's another man teaching, and everybody's flocking to him. And he says, he came from heaven, and he's greater than anyone else. He says, I am of the earth, and my understanding is limited to the things of the earth. You understand? In other words, follow him, because my understanding is limited, but he comes from above. Now, so a whole lot in there, right? Because human understanding is so limited. We've got to get a revelation like and walk like Jesus walked. And we've got to get his mind on things. And we have to know that we're born again from above, that we're born from heaven. That we came from, I like this, when Nicodemus said, you know, Lord, can we enter back into our mother's womb? What do you mean be born again? Can we do that? And the Lord's like, you don't know. So in essence, Raquel was born from a heavenly womb. She came from a different womb than anything on the earth. Does that register? Born again from heaven. I came out of a heavenly womb, right? So no matter what she does, she's got heavenly life on the inside of her, even though she might not even know it, right? But as soon as she accepted Christ, she should know it, because should start bubbling, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. You know, there's no springs. All of our springs come from heaven. So the more that is going to increase, all Jesus' springs came from heaven. That's why you couldn't understand them and such, because the natural mind never got it. But that life is going to always be inside of her. It's all about life. It's all about heavenly life. She'll never lose it. She'll never lose heavenly life. Isn't that a miracle, Joyce? Isn't that a miracle? Here you still got that sin nature in that you got to fight, you know, that the Holy Spirit's got to, you know, bring down. But the whole time, the life of God is still inside of you. You never lose the life of God. See, the natural mind keeps on saying, God, forgive me, God, forgive me, God, forgive me. Because you're not looking in heaven where the blood was shed up there. And the Father says, you're totally accepted. And your sin has been washed clean away. And they're never to be seen anymore. Now, you start walking in that light, everything starts to change from the inside out. Everything starts to change. So this eternal seed, this incorruptible seed is inside Kristen. It's right inside of her. The more we acknowledge it, the more she's going to see it herself. The more we treat her that way, the more she's going to see it herself. The more Rainey sees it in her prayers, the more she's going to dream about it. Are y'all following me? I'm talking about this one right here. The more real it gets inside of her, the more she's going to dream about it. Then, oh God, I had living water coming out my mouth in my dream last night. What was that all about? Because she came from heaven. We have to correct where we think we came from. You know, many people want us to ask, you know, God, why am I here? Why am I here? Look, you got to know where you came from. So the manifestations of the cross will be deep in her life. She'll speak a different language. It won't be French, Spanish, or Hungarian. It'll be from heaven. And the only way that you're going to understand, Rob, what she's saying is if you know you're from heaven too. Are you following me? We speak in the same language, right? We come from the same country. The world doesn't understand what we say, but we speak the heavenly language together. I'm not talking about tongues right now. I'm talking about tongues. So there's a grace on her, and she was born from natural mom just so she could get to the spiritual mom, right? Stay up here. I just need a stick or a straight something, an object. That rainmaker. Oh, that's perfect. Thank you, sir. Okay. So I'm going to put this right here. Okay. So she was born out of natural mom. Just so she could get across the bridge to her real spiritual life. Y'all follow me? Look, Robert, a lot of people don't even know a bridge is there. You understand? So she was born out of, her reason for living is not that birth right there. That birth just made the way to get across to the higher birth. Nicodemus didn't understand that. Are you following me? I need mom. Yes. Nicodemus didn't understand. And this is mom and daughter, but this is for all your children. In other words, I can get Mark and Tyler up here to be saying thing. Right? So she came out of here. Here's what most Christians do, Pastor Jerry. We build our house on the bridge. Are y'all following me? And bless God, one day I'll die and I'll get over there. So we just build all of our house and the community and all of our possessions right here on the bridge. And we never see a way across. But put your hands on her. Blessed are your eyes because they see. And your ears because they hear the divine voice and the divine living waters of heaven that says, come up here. And God is rearranging your thinking and renewing your mind that you want the heavenly things more than you want anything else. and that you won't build your house on sinking sand, but you'll build it over here in the spirit. Dad to be, can you come on? Come on, dad to be. Come on, lay your hands on her too. So right. So here's the essence of what the Holy Ghost will do through a family yoked together that seeking first the kingdom of God. And they'll build for eternity. They'll cross this bridge. Praise God, there's nothing then on this other side anymore. Everything now is on the heavenly side of it. Everything now she can dream. Now she can see visions. Now you can bestow things and the oracles of God from the upper realm. That's not an anomaly for God. That's supposed to be the everyday life of the church. There's the beauty of it coming to pass in the name of Jesus. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. You can take my bridge. So there's a faith for that. There's a life for that. There's a grace for that. Rainy, we can't sit still. We got to keep moving. God, get me across to the other side. So it's just like the disciples said, you know, Jesus told them, go to the other side. He's trying to get them over in faith to the other realm. Either go, get in that ship and go to the other side. Now, well, going to the other side, there's going to be stormy things to get you, because Satan don't want you on the other side of that realm, the other realm, right? Can you find that in the TPT? TPT. James, can you read the TPT? Please, do just 31.
Just 30? For the one who is from the earth belongs to the earth.
Where's my bridge? Where's my bridge that I told you to put up? So here's the analogy. Here's the spiritual analogy. Thank you. Thank you for my bridge. It's a pretty bridge. That's probably appropriate because people stay on the bridge because it's pretty, and I just want to stay in it, you know. You know, look at my colorful ministry. Oh, sorry. Right. Pastor George said stained glass windows and stuff. Let me stay over here of the earth, right? There's deep beckoning this morning. I need you off the earth. It's a deep beckoning. I got to get you off the earth, right? I got to get you across Jordan and to the higher side. That's what all that means. That's what all that means. Look what happened when after Jesus got baptized, Rob. The heavens opened. The heavens open. Why? Because the heavens were closed. What happens when the heavens are closed? You got to stay over here. Well, he got baptized for you, right? What did he say? John said, I need you to baptize me. He said, no, let's suffer it to be so for right now because I got a spiritual thing I got to show. In other words, I'm doing this. I'm getting baptized. That's right. This is your death. This is your death to everything on the earth, right? It's your death to everything on the earth. I'm representing you. Follow me in my baptism, but it's yours. It's yours, you know, because I don't want you on the earth anymore. What happened when he rose up out of the water, newness of life, the heavens open. Now he's on this side of everything. Now, Derek, I get my life from somewhere else, right? But the one that belongs to the earth stays over here. Stays over here. Oh, bless God, aren't we having a good time? It's still over here. Here's what the lady said. I read my Bible for 30 years, but I never knew the heavenly life. See, that's got to be a word to you. Nothing wrong with the Bible. It's just the natural man can... The biggest obstacle to you and me is our religion. It's the biggest obstacle because you think you know. It takes a long time for God to kill your knowledge. It's like the man said the other night when we were reading. Some people think they have the right to think on their own. When it comes to heavenly things, you have no right to think on your own. You don't have any ability. You got zero. You got zero. How did I get there? The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth. And what does he speak of? The natural realm. Go ahead, James. I'm sorry, I took the thunder. Mike.
But speaks from the natural realm. But the one who comes from above is above everything and speaks of the highest realm of all. Of all.
Speaks of what, James?
Of the highest realm of all.
Okay.
His message is about what he has seen and experienced, even though people don't accept it.
Okay, good. I don't want to go too far. I could go there. Okay, here's the highest realm. And his reigning, Jesus said, I'm going to the highest realm. I'm from it. I'm going back to it. But here's the difference this time. I'm going to take Rainey with me.
Come on, man.
Then she's going to start speaking from there herself. Look, with no use in her start speaking when she get there. I mean, when she dies, she's going to start speaking it now. Okay. Everybody with me, right? Okay. So, my bridge. She was born on that side so that she could get over here. So you keep trying to find your purpose in the earth. And God said, no, the only reason you were born was to get over here. And it'll be just as Adam had never sinned. That's how perfect it is. Amen. What a cross we have. It's so beyond human comprehension. In him is light, and the light is the light of men. So you were born for a different kind of light than that sunlight out there. See, over here, Kristen was in the natural. She got all kinds of sunlight. But that's just the bridge. See, she can thank God for the sunlight every day. But God's like, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. And she can look up all sunlight scriptures. You still haven't seen the light yet. You ever thought about this? Back there in Genesis 1:1, you know, everything was dark, and then God said, well, let there be light, right? What kind of light? Because look, he made the sun later.
Come on now. Oh my God, yes.
Later he said, let there be sun and a moon. Shut the front door, right. Oh, you follow me. You see how natural men. How many times have you read that? How many times have you read that? How many times have we read that? How many times have we read that? I preached it too. Where's my? Look, Christian, we read it over here.
Today.
Today the heavens open. Today the revelation sacrifice went up. You follow what I'm trying to say? Now think about that. Think about them texts you send me. See, light comes, see? Right? Some texts are over here, right? You know, we're growing, whatever, whatever, whatever. Maybe we got to cross the bridge a little bit. Some of them like right in here. God, where'd that light come from? It wasn't that sun right there. And listen, your mind doesn't have any. 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 Not one drop. In other words, until he said, let there be light, now you're going to get a revelation. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter, but my Father where? In heaven. Now, why you didn't want to stop dancing? It's because of light. It's light flashing across you. All you can do is worship. Okay? Derek? Years we never saw that. But see, we walk in the light, he's in the light. Now that should mean something different to us now. I'm trying not to hit Mike in the head. He doesn't have any hope, Martina. Actually, that doesn't offend him anymore because he knows he doesn't have any hope in himself. See, most of us still keep trying to, you know, make Christianity happen over here on this side. You know, it's like someone, you know, everything's self-fulfilling. I read scripture, my mind understands it, and I'm going to make it happen, and God, you bless it. Self-fulfilling. Over here is Christ-fulfilling. I couldn't think of this in a billion years until the light came on. Now I'm just following the light glow. I'm following the light. I walk in the light as he's in the light. Then there's a new revelation about cleansing and innocence and grace and no more, you know. Natural mind want to keep asking questions. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean this or that? The spiritual man says, this thing is cleansing me so strong, I just want to keep going at it. I don't care about the repercussions. I don't care what other people say. I walk in the light as he's in the light. I always say, well, I've been saying this for the last few days. I'm going to get robbed in a secluded place. Well, watch the light come on. Because it doesn't happen in public. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's always in secret. It's always in secret. And my Father will see you in secret. See? You know, there's something secret about secret. Something secret about secret. Right? As soon as you try to expose it to the world, God's gone. As soon as you do that, you're back over here. But here's God saying, you're born anew on this side. You've really now entered into your true reason for living. You know, today, these days are the best days of our lives right now. They're easily the best days. There's light starting to shine. So, you know, I'm talking about the let there be light, light. Not that in the first or second day he made the sun and the moonlight. I get from. Right? Rainy, we belong to a whole new dispensation. But flesh and blood will never reveal it to you. But God is so wonderful. My last thought about that is, glow, please. Glow danced around the cross and such. Remember that? Everybody say happy birthday to Pastor Glow. The Lord's so gracious to me because it's her birthday and Mother's Day will be like on the same. So,
Yeah. You need to talk to Rocky.
Oh, yeah, their anniversary is on the 29th, so they don't have to celebrate it for every 4 years or something. February 29th. Right, right.
2 days.
Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll get 2 gifts. Yeah. Hey, there, y'all, quick. Here's what I want to share. You will never get on this. You're born again right there. But you'll never get to this side hole. You'll never get over here whole. To the degree he can break you. And lose every confidence in yourself. That's why Jesus said, he that loves his life will lose it. Yeah. And if you love father, mother, and such more than me, you're not worthy of me. You will never come across whole. He only deals with broken material. So she's going to slide slowly. Every step's got to be a broken step. I'm talking every step. I'm talking every step. People say, I don't understand the Bible. There's no brokenness. You cannot understand it with your natural mind. It won't happen. You won't walk in any light. Brokenness comes before light. Okay. The more broken I can get you, the more in heavenly places I can have you walk in. That's really yours already, but you don't have the capacity in your spirit to walk in them. People have, oh, thank you. Come on, Raquel. Right. See, this one's got all the checks and a whole lot of processing, a whole lot of experiencing, a whole lot of. We don't go far if we keep complaining about everything that comes. You just stay over there just a little longer. And God said, the minute you say, God, I needed this. Heavens open up, see, right? I remember a dream I had, this is years ago. But you don't understand them right away. These guys were chasing me. I hate those chasing dreams. Or you're walking and you can see people down on the corner, and you try to go on this side, and they slowly move over there, right? I hate them dreams because Satan tried to use them for fear. And one of the times that came, God says, okay, get on your knees, take off your shirt, and give him your back. And they whipped me. But I'm just trying to say it. See, that's the brokenness. See, we don't want anybody to do anything to us or say anything. But see, that's not God's way. That's not God's way. Your natural man says, no way. God says, and look, that wasn't my idea. But I did it. In the dream, I did it. I'm glad it was in the dream. Are y'all following me? The little checks, though. Look, and they roll around, right? I mean, this is yours the whole time. God just got to open it up to you personally. But you can't go across whole. You cannot. You will not go across whole. You will not go across whole. God deals with the brokenhearted, the poor, and the contrite. Sometimes people do and say things to you. You just got to say, God, thank you. Even if you don't feel like it, just make it. Get on that course. And watch heaven open up. But you cannot go across whole. You cannot go across whole. Apologize to who you got to apologize to. Thank God for whatever. but you cannot go across whole. God longs for you to be on this other side. Why do you think generation after generation still have the same thinking about heaven as when you die? Because there's no brokenness, you know. If there's no brokenness, there's no revelation, you know. But thank God, he's delivering us from the curse. Amen. Thank you. You want to keep going? Eventually, praise God. Now she's walking in the newness of life. It took her 68 years. Crush me. Right, she said, crush me so I can. So, yeah. This is like the Holy Spirit's message to you. This is the kind of house he builds. He doesn't build any other kind of house. I don't care what people are doing. I don't care if they got outreaches. I don't care if they got whatever, 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 and the stained glass. I don't care, whatever. That's the outward things are not the house. The house is what he can do inside of you. It's a house in the spirit, not made by hands, you see. It's a circumcision not made by hands. And God's always looking to see, okay, I got to have some substance that I can mold and is pliable. And so if you look, you can't mold something whole. It's got to be broken up. Yeah, it's going to be put together. That man can't even acknowledge, you know, I didn't know God was doing that with you. I didn't know he was doing it with me, because our thoughts are not his thoughts. Man, I want you to preach so bad today. So everybody good? We're going to move higher in spiritual things. And the more we do this, the more sin will be erased out of our consciousness. It's be erased. You know, as far as God's concerned, it's erased already. The problem be with us. You know, he don't see any of them. Christ's sacrifice is perfect. You don't see a drop of them. There's power robbing that blood, you know, and that resurrection, sir. Amen. Amen. I love this house. Amen. All right. So I'm going to stop. I think I want Pastor Roz to share for a little bit, just a couple minutes. And then I'll come back up and finish. praise Jesus. Amen.
This is an interesting house. But it's a wonderful house nonetheless. My God. Just going to wait a few moments. Thank you. Wow. So much my heart bears witness to that's been said, and that's always said. And I'm just so grateful for what God is doing and what he's done and where he's brought me to. And one of the things that I've learned and that I'm experiencing is that for many years and for many times, I try to formulate my own plans and designs and what to say. But what I'm finding, what I'm loving about what's taking place now is that God has taken away all the props. He's taken away the scripts, and he's taken away. So you see, I don't have anything. This is complete. And it's not because he doesn't want us to prepare. But what I've found now through my experiences with God is that we become the living testimony and the living epistles and the pages that he write on so that our lives can be a display in the earth. I remember some years ago, and I constantly refer back to this, and it's even happened more recently that I can recall some years ago when there were several things going on in a life crisis, if you want to call them that, and they were. But the one thing that the Lord revealed to me during that time was he said, I'm deepening your worship. So what we go through is never, and I can only see it now, my perspective about things has changed as I've been in this life center. Because at the end of the day, that's what's happening. That's what God is about. He has called us a life center. He's calling us a life center. The words that we speak, I can remember years ago, and I'm going to kind of divert, I had to speak. And the scripture was, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they should eat the fruit thereof. And as soon as I gave that open scripture, all of a sudden, it was like the Holy Spirit muted me. I couldn't go beyond that. And so the minister of that church got up and began to speak about how, gave the illustration of Zacharias. But I say this in this, there is death and life in what we speak. And therefore, that if God won't allow it, and I find this to be my experience, if it's not going to be something that's going to bring forth or infuse life, God won't necessarily allow me to say it. Because he's about life and he's after life. Yes, we have the death experiences. Resurrection life is so key to that. But at the end of the day, a lot of times the fruit that he's after is the things that will invite or that will bring forth life. One of the things that I found some months ago, I was invited to speak or had been invited to do a wedding. And I had this dream the night before, and what had taken place was that, because I've never done a wedding, and so I was kind of surprised that I had even been asked to do a wedding. And the night before, I began to dream about the wedding had taken place, and I had to, and when I got there to the wedding, I didn't have the vows, and I began to panic. And as soon as I began to panic, I woke up out of my sleep, frantic, because I had showed up at this wedding unprepared. But as soon as I went back to sleep, I went back into that same place. Here I am again at this enormous wedding. I'm there standing before the bride, and I realized that I don't have the vows. I woke up again, frantic. You know, but the amazing thing was that nobody, the parents, the bride, the groom, nobody seemed to have been worried about it. I was the only person that was concerned that I didn't have a script. I didn't have the vows per se. I woke up again that night out of the dream, frantic about it. And again, when I went back to sleep, I went back into the same scenario in the same location of the dream again. I believe what God is saying in that instance to me is that he's taking us from out of the place where he's preparing us. There's something that's been deposited in us. And a lot of times we don't recognize what's in us because we're looking to perform. We want it to be the way that we want. But God wants us to share out of our own spirit, out of our own hearts, what he's done. And so this is where I am, is that, like I said, I'm standing today. It would be nice to have pages, but at the end of the day, it's what God has done and is doing in my life that makes the miraculous different. There's so many things, experiences that I could share with you in regards to what's happening, but I'm just grateful for the path that God has me on. We never understand, may not necessarily fully appreciate the process. But God's ways and his process and the path in which he takes us is always best. I think about this scripture where it talks about Abraham. It was accounted to him for righteousness' sake because he believed God. It wasn't necessarily because of his works that saved, but it was the grace of God that did. And God accounted to him because if it had been about works, it would have been a debt that God owed. But because of God's grace being sufficient in all of that. And I read this and I think about this experience with Moses. They said, Moses on his path, going to the burning bush, having an encounter with God. He picked up a stick along the way. And when that encounter, God transformed Moses and the stick, the rod which he used later to deliver Israel from out of Egypt. And such is our lives. Whatever we may have experiences, things that we pick up, how we start out with God in the flesh, as we continue in the process, we find that our ideas, our thoughts and ways may be adjusted because we began to learn something about that God. I think there's a saying that says, God's our opportunity, our opportunities are God's opportunities or something. So the things, the inconveniences, the distractions, the all whatever we go through is always a setup, a divine setup for God to work something greater in us. As Pastor said, is that there has to be brokenness along the way. If we could save our lives, we'll find every means to save our life. But because God knows best, he knows what we need, not just what we want in the moment, because he's a God that sees from the beginning and to the end and everything else in between. If we had our way about it, we would design and set it up such that we would make life convenience and ease, affluent, whatever we're necessary. But God sees something bigger because there's a king. There's something deep inside of us that God is after. He's after the kingdom which he's embedded within us. I want to close this scripture. I was reading, I was sharing with someone, and it came to me. It says, in us dwell the Godhead bodily. And so with that, that means that we're walking around as incarnate, and I hope this is not sacrilegious, almost like the incarnate of Christ, meaning that we walk in a supernatural kind of state because we have the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit abiding within us. And so there's nothing that we can't do apart from Christ, but it all goes back to who's within us, Christ in us, our hope and glory. Amen.
Not finished, are you? Good day. Say it is finished. Woo. Good day. I don't know how to combine that. A lot, so much you said. You know, God will never be in debt to you. So he's going to supply and overly supply. This is really good what you said. I was reading a little bit about that last night, actually. And how he's just a oversupplier, and how in the new creation, Jesus is just now your creator and your supplier. He's your oversupplier. And the more we wake up to that, because we know he'll never be in debt to us. So that means on the other side that he's going to oversupply. Whatever, that's where the scriptures come. My God shall supply all my need. Our faith is linked to that. And our total dependency on him is linked to that. Total dependency. I guess what I'm trying to say, just to add to what you're saying, whatever, nothing can come to your life that he hasn't already planned to supply for. Not one thing. Already. He's already. He's supplicating before the throne that when the need, when the apparent need services, Jesus is supplicating, I'm praying for Rob's faith. I'm just praying for Rob's faith. Satan might be trying to do something, But I let this happen so his faith would kick in another level. Because there's no way I can't supply. There's no way I can't supply. If there's a failure, his faith failed. But there's no, so he keeps letting things come. It's just as normal. It can be just as normal as in the natural, a bird needs a worm every day. And he's not sitting around wondering, is there going to be one? Am I going to find one today? Nature supplies so abundantly that he's not wondering if I'm going to get me one today. He's probably saying, man, where am I going to get it from? I know I'm going to get it, but... And he's trying to bring that to you spiritually. And spiritually, he's your new creator and your new supplier. So if anything comes, it's just teaching you. He's going to supply in abundance. It's just, you know, so in that way, unbelief is silly. Can y'all follow me? He knows your dependency. So the first time you're in need, he's going to put it right on the top of the ground. The second time, it's going to hide it a little bit. But you got to still believe that it's there. You know how real this can get? Like the disciples, God knew he was going to not let them disciples die on that boat. But they failed. You know, he said, you of little faith, right? And how would I let you die out there? There's no way. Y'all follow me. Okay, too many messages today. Okay, praise Jesus. We're living in a whole new realm, people. And Derek, this is why he can say, give no thought to your life. Just like the bird gives no thought to its life. But you got to get out of the natural. Okay, Shelly Mae, come on, pray, and we're going to hand it over to someone to pray for the service to end. Okay. Praise Jesus for another day in the kingdom, Raquel. Praise Jesus for another day of the kingdom. James, let's go ahead and get the offering while we're doing this. You can make your big checks out to PWM. Pastor Jerry, come with daughter, please. Yes. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. She ain't playing, man. Okay. Okay, I need Shelly in the front. Yeah. Okay, look, Derek, you need to be listening. It's not natural supply anymore.
Jesus.
Right? You got to turn the corner on that. It's not natural supply. It's not natural supply anymore. My God shall supply all you need, right? It's not natural supply anymore. It's we've gone past that. No more crutches. No more crutches. Not the natural supply. But I have something for you so spontaneous that man has never seen. See, this is so powerful about Roz's dream, right? Think about that. I got to practice my supply because it's got to be just right. And his God put her in the dream three times, right back in the same one. You're going to get this one. I will tell you what to say and how. You know how scary that can be? Especially when you first start walking out on the water. You're getting far enough out on the water that you're going to hear the Spirit more. And you're going to feel the Spirit's breath. Joyce, hands on her stomach, please. Joyce, hands on her stomach. You're going to feel the breath of God. Ah, you're going to feel the breath of God. And here's what you're going to say. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. Everybody listening, right? Here's the difference. You're going to hear the breath of God. and feel the wind and breath of God, and you're going to say, oh, you're not going to say God just blessed me with something. You're going to say that's the breath of life. That's the breath of supply. That's, oh, my God's supplying to me moment by moment. You're turning the corner on this. It's a spiritual supply. It's like a tree feeling the wind blowing on it. And the tree is like, oh, that's my supply. Right? I'm not worrying about living tomorrow. My supply is like wind. Spiritually, your supply is just like that. I mean, you're so confident that I'm going to get a worm today. That's just, I'm in another realm. Come on, Janine, put your hand on my back. Come on. I'm in another realm. And my supply, Derek, my supply is not of this world. It's of the higher world. Rob, would you come in here with me, please? My supply is not of this world. My supply is not of this world. It's of another dispensation. And I'm experiencing the power of eternal life in the age to come. There's no even need for me to worry or fret. I feel the wind, just like in the natural, the wind blows, even if I feel it or not. In the spirit, it's blowing all the time. So when I pray for people, I pray for their account, not mine, because I know I got what I need according to His riches and glory, right? Rob's up here feeling the riches of glory in Christ Jesus right now. I feel His riches and glory. They're overtaking me. My needs are met. I'm all established in this eternal realm. Thank God for the supply of the Spirit. We belong to a new age, Pastor Rob's, a prevailing age. Pastor Rob's, come up behind Rob's back. We belong to a prevailing age. Derek, faith now has substance. Faith now has substance. We can feel faith. I can feel faith. I don't have to see anything in the natural. As long as I can feel faith, I can feel supply. God's divine hand is so long and rich and exhaustless. Thank God He's delivered us. He's delivered us from the natural and trying to get the natural to supply. We've got it already. Valisa and the daughter, Malaysia. Come on. Touch your Ross for me. Touch your mom anywhere. There you go. We're talking about substance here. Talking about substance here, divine substance.
Right.
The Holy Spirit, make it real. Make it real. I need Tina and Kevin. Oh, mom. Just touch mom. Touch Tina. Good. Okay, so here we go. We got divine substance, right? The reality of it. The reality. So you can see it with your spiritual eyes. This is grace. And this is abundant grace. This is God. My eyes are seeing the glory of the King. The glory that He would not die and sit on the cross without supplying everything already. He wouldn't have sat on the throne if He hadn't supplied it all. It's all done. Look, we're past the natural. We're past the natural. I don't care what it looks like in the flesh. I don't care what it looks like in the flesh. We're past the natural. There's a different registration on my heart. There's a peculiar registration in my inner man. I can behold divine things. God, why did I waste my time on the earthly when I can see like this, when I can see like this, when my ears have been open to the voice of the Son of God himself? And those who are here, God raises from the dead. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Look, death has no more dominion over this place. Death has no more dominion over those ears. Death has no more dominion over that heart. No more dominion. My eyes have been opened. My ears have been unclogged. I'm wrapped in his glory. Saved under his divine unctions. There's peace. There's love. He's captured me. He's captured me. He's captured me. He's captured me. He's captured me so good. He's captured me so good. God didn't know you could cleanse like this. He captured me so good. I'm drinking of a different well. I'm drinking of a different fountain. My hope now is alive. It's in another realm. Thank you, Jesus. Look, here he keeps speaking to me. I'm participating now with Christ. I'm participating with him. What he has, I have. I'm participating with him. I'm participating with him. He agrees with me. I agree with him. We have the same heritage. We both hear the Father. We're both born from above. We both speak a different language. I bless him and he blesses me. We're established in this realm together. Faith on faith, life on life, peace on peace, and love on love. Praise God, Jesus, for Jesus. The divine ingredients. He has made me whole. Now he has made me whole. He had to break me first, but now he has made me whole. He has made me whole. Praise Jesus. Establish your land, O Lord. Establish your territory, O God. Let it grow. Let all things be of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In his precious, 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 precious name. Hallelujah. Derek Cannon. Everybody stay with me. I'm saying it over him, but I'm saying it really for everybody. See, now we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. We go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Our dry bones have been moistened. We live in resurrection. Our eyes can see again. God. Thank you, Jesus. And we worship you in spirit. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's like the Lord is building a camp around us and surrounding us, right? These mountains are surrounding us. They're building this camp about us. Look, I own you. I own you. I bless what I own, you know. I own you. Praise Jesus. Have no reservations about this. I bless what I own. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood. 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 The eternal counsels of God said everything has been rectified. Everything's clear. I bless and keep on blessing. I save and keep on saving to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Let's walk in this. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. 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 Amen. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.